I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hi, it's me, Ben.
And it's me, Abba. And you're listening to Nostalgique.
Chlamydia and the clap both start with C.
Oh my god. Thank you. That's why I always failed sex ed.
No, what a perfect way to start off an episode, just talking about...
some insight on what we talk about before we record, which is...
just gonorrhea and chlamydia every single time.
But honestly, talking about sexual health with your friends is...
I mean, beautiful. We said that we would start off... We said we'd start off with talking about our sex lives.
In quarantine. Yeah. Well, so... mm-hmm. The last time,
or lack thereof.
I'm about to go off.
And okay, go off. Go
it's
in.
So crazy to go off and tell a story that happened in the very room I'm sitting, and some of the people involved in the story are right below my feet, and by that I mean downstairs, my parents.
So, oh my god!
And I had a HU, a hookup, in the summer. Mm-hmm. This was August. Yeah, it was August. Okay. And it was August.
So you were being bad. Okay.
I was being bad. But, like, it was, you remember, like, okay, remember that feeling in, like, July and August when, like, we all collectively were like, it's fine.
No, I never had that feeling. I never had that feeling. No.
I mean.
No, August was when the lockdown was ended and suspended. Yeah.
Right.
So. You could get freaky during Leo season.
That's true. And Leo season, the lion within me could
the
not,
confidence
could not be,
came out.
The confidence came out. And I had an HU. And he was actually a guy who I knew in Montreal who was visiting Toronto. And I didn't know he was in Toronto. But then I saw him in my grid. Grindr. Okay, let's not pretend. Like, okay. I was on Scruff, okay? Scruff is, like, very... Scruff is, like, like, neoliberalism is Grindr. Scruff is, like, socialist. And, like, I want to be a scruff socialist, but I hate the interface, and there are too many. Grindr's dummy for me. It's easy. Mm-hmm, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Anyway. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. my God. Oh, should I name him? No.
Girl, no.
Anyway, but I saw him. I was like, hello, blank, your name.
Yeah.
What's a French name? Because he has a French. Let's call him Olivier.
Guillaume.
Guillaume. So then I was like, Guillaume, like, wow, that you're here. He was like, I'm hanging out on Riverdale Hill. And I was like, yeah. I have a free place. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come over. Like, let's make this happen. And
wait, gay whisper closer to the mic.
And I was like, come over. And he was like, I will. And so he did. And he did come over. And then, but guess when I was, we were literally hooking up in my room, but guess who also came over? My parents.
Who?
My parents literally came home. And because they live there, as do I. Yeah. And they came home. Yeah. And then I was like, obviously it was over at that moment because I was like, well, my parents are here. And he was kind of like, I was chill about it. My parents are chill, you guys. So, yeah. But I was like, we do need to like own this and just kind of like walk downstairs and just kind of like, you'll go on your way and I'll go on mine.
Yeah.
And have that be it. And so that happened. And my parents were very kind of like, okay, so who was mm-hmm. that? And mm-hmm. I literally like couldn't. I couldn't like tell them that I was like, oh, someone I met on Grindr. So I was like, yeah, like an old flame. And like now my parents are like, well, like, are you talking to him? Like, how is he? Like, etc. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know how to answer these questions because yeah. I don't know him that well. And and
you've created this entire lore behind Guillaume.
Sprawling web, and I am Charlotte in that web. Owning it?
Charlotte.
Looking gorgeous, and I'm going to die via childbirth at the end. No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, my God.
But that's my that's my story.
That's you.
And I haven't been, touched by a man since.
Oh, honey, I have not known the touch of another soul in so many moons. Like, honestly, for the past 7 months, it's so weird. And I was the thing. This is the tea. I was in Halifax. Mm. And basically...
Well, what were you doing in Halifax?
I was doing something.
ABBA was on TV. Watch all of ABBA's sketches on This Hour is 22 Minutes. All
if you want.
ABBA's and save them and share them.
Stream them on CBC Gem. Yes,
download CBC Gem.
Hello. But I was in Halifax and my roommate was like, oh my God, ABBA, you have to. Like you have to hook up with someone because the cases are low and I don't mean low like in the hundreds. Like when I was there, they had 6 active cases and they were all being monitored.
Wow.
And you have to quarantine for 2 weeks once you arrive in the city. And so basically I was like, okay, I'm going to download Bumble. I'm downloading Tinder and I'm going to hook up with someone. I'm going to find someone. Bitch, when I tell you every single profile was like looking for a wife, like literally in the same vein of like, I have a farm and I'm looking for a partner, a long-term partner. I have 4 kids. I'm divorced and I'm also 25. Like, these are the people in Halifax, honey.
Where were the young souls?
Thank you. I was like, where is the Ossington of Halifax? Like, where can I meet?
It's in the ocean.
It's in the ocean, you honey. Know- I have to date a lobster.
Is it because, like, all the university people, like, aren't there? Dartmouth. I mean, they're all gone.
Yeah. Well, some kids were still in school, but...
Wow.
I think it was definitely a thing where it's, like, there's just... Most of the people in Halifax and, like, in the Atlantic bubble in general are old. Oh, and not that that's a bad thing, but it's, like, they're... It's not a good place to be
as a hashtag old person.
Okay.
Whenever I'm on Grindr or dating app, I'm always like, you're 21. Wait, your turn. You have no business looking for love yet.
You're absolutely right, though.
Yeah, also, you are right.
What love does a 21-year-old have to give is what I want to know.
Right?
And also, but here's the thing. Here's the thing about Grindr. Like, they're... Anyone who's like younger than me on like any gay dating app, I'm like, that feels like nefarious to me. I'm like, that feel like I'm
what
like,
do you mean
that's
nefarious?
Like, I'm like, you should, I'm like, stop it. Like, I don't
for
like
me,
it.
I feel the opposite. I'm like, of course, fancy seeing you here. Like, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. But that's because, yeah, ABBA, like you are still young. You are still a young PYT.
Bitch, am I not older than you?
But. But I live at home, so this quarantine has aged me exponentially.
It's aged you. You're like 38 right now.
I'm the oldest one here, actually.
Damn. Damn. Okay.
Whenever someone who's younger than 27 messages me, I'm like, do you need help with your homework? Yeah.
Like, honey, like, truly.
Imagine this. You're like, what are you up to? They're like, studying.
I have a test tomorrow. Like, ew.
They need a chaperone.
Midterms.
They're like, can you buy me cigarettes, please?
I wouldn't hook up with them, but I'd buy you cigarettes. If people on Grindr message me, be like, can you buy me cigs? I'd be like, okay, but you're not gonna get a lick of me.
What?
But I will buy you Belmonts.
Buy Belmonts. I always get Demoriers. Oh, I shouldn't be exposing that.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll bleep out
the brand.
We'll bleep out the brand. Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm so excited for the guest that we
have. I'm so excited for our guest.
On the episode.
Oh my god.
Speaking of hookups and cigarettes, I don't think our guest actually smokes cigarettes. And I wouldn't project that onto him.
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
He's making a face.
I think he does smoke cigarettes.
Like he has in the past. Like he might even light one now.
Now he's taking a sip from his wine. Okay. He finished the wine. Okay. Is there any more coming? We don't know. We'll see in a few minutes. But you may know this next comedian.
is this a live stand-up show?
Why did I just go with the host?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love your next act. He's so funny. Please give him a round of applause.
Literally.
But truly, our next act is hilarious. And that's not a lie.
Stand-up, it's not a lie. Stand-up comedian. And you've definitely seen him doing stand-up. He was also one of the hosts of Working Women, which is a prolific show in Toronto that used to take place at the Beaver, originally RIP. And more recently, Gladstone Hotel.
Yeah.
And it's not on right now, but when the world goes back to a new normal, it will be back and we will be ready and in the front seats, happy to watch.
Oh my God, truly. Literally the best, one of the best stand-up shows ever in Toronto. The astrology shows, iconic. Mm-hmm. Always, like, those shows were like events. Like, they felt like more than a show. The astrology show.
They filled up
iconic
the room.
Moments. He's been on. Perform at JFL 42. Okay.
Yes.
JFL 42. I'm 24. JFL 24. Stop it.
Edit
that
what?
Out. Literally edit that out, Aiden. I'm begging you.
No, I'm not editing it out.
But
I'm going to do a remix where it's just you saying that.
I've never been more embarrassed. But
this is not getting edited.
He's so, our guest is so funny. Okay. And honestly, we love him so much. Literally one of the it girls in Toronto.
Literally an it girl.
Literally an it girl. Please, please give a round of applause to Sam Sferrazza. Sam Sferrazza.
Oh my God. Okay. Finally. So first of all, so much to cover. Okay. First of all, Abba, the fact that you don't get Belmont's electric chair. Electric
honey, chair. I can't. Okay.
Ben, the fact that you hooked up with someone in August.
Canceled.
Canceled.
I can't believe
it. Off the top. First
can't
time.
Believe it.
I'm
happy for you. I'm ultimately happy for
but
you.
But it wasn't really worth it at the end because it didn't last very long.
Well, and public health would agree with you.
How long did it last is what I want to know.
Oh my God. I literally think like 20 minutes.
Oh, honey, that's some time.
But like
we
weren't even undressed.
What? Get more for yourself. No, 20 minutes?
I'm not talking. Listen, if I'm having sex that's longer than 20 minutes if I'm partnered, if that's my bow.
The fact that you think 20 minutes is enough, one, and the fact that you're looking for the Ossington of podcast, I want you to raise the bar.
Why
for
did
yourself,
we want
Abba?
Sam as a guest again? Wait.
Sam is
crazy. One thing
we're not going to do is we're not going to come for Abba on this podcast.
No, you can.
Someone mark
it
on the
this
docket.
This isn't coming for. This let, is wanting more.
Let Michael's,
this is wanting
let
more.
Michael's children know that Sam's being sued. The lawsuit's being drawn up. And I am stepping into the courtroom and I am defending my client.
Bitch, I hope your blazer's double breasted.
And I am ready.
It is, and the shoulder the
I am
the
a character witness.
Are high as hell. I was the top of my class
They're,
at law.
Mine
school.
Are pointed, born this way style, because I know my audience at this pod. Okay.
Okay, that's what we call a birth defect, and we celebrate you for that.
Oh my God.
Thank you. I was born this
20
way.
Minutes.
Wrong episode.
20
wrong
minutes
episode.
Is the perfect 20 minutes is the perfect amount of time for sex, okay? You don't need more than that. That's enough to work up a glisten, a nice amount of time. You would have been cut short any longer. Your parents would have caught you. And also on top of that, for a girl on the go, 20 minutes, that's enough time out of my busy schedule. I rest my case.
Guys, welcome to Nostalgic Debate Team. So it's me versus Aiden. Okay, my turn.
Oh my God.
I hate to stop this beautiful volley.
Yes.
I forgot my laptop charger. So I'm just going to be right back
and get my laptop charger. We'll discuss that. So go get the laptop charger. Oh, wait. You have to take it out?
Okay, please. Okay.
I'll take it out.
Time me. Okay, go.
Okay.
To have a guest come in so hot, like a Tasmanian devil from Bugs Bunny, and then exit so quickly is alarming.
I have never seen such Sam energy depicted in such a concise and like, you know, just right off the bat, so like, he really came in hot.
This makes me like miss
frantic.
Him.
Immediately or, frantic.
Like, oh my God. Iconic. And you know what? Here's the thing I will say. Sam isn't here, but we hadn't even had sex yet.
You hadn't had sex yet?
It was still foreplay.
Wait, so y'all was foreplaying.
Yeah.
And it was only 20 minutes, so you couldn't finish because your parents came home.
Yeah, because it's like, at that point, it's like, we're not gonna, you know what I mean?
No.
They like came home, like my dog was barking. Yeah. It was just like, there was so much. Yeah, because like he was excited they were home. They came home with groceries.
Aw, cute.
Oh my God.
But he was really hot.
He was hot. I thought you were talking about your dog,
R.I.P.
Enzo.
Guillaume.
Off the pod, Guillaume. I'll show you his Insta. Ooh. I actually think he listens. That we'll have to get back to you on that one. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot, you guys.
No, that was perfect. Perfect nostalgic
Sam,
energy.
No, we love it.
You know what? There's nothing I relish more, and I will shut up after this and just be a producer, but there is nothing I relish more than a backpedal.
This is the...
Imagine if I actually, like, really hurt your feelings and I had to be like...
No.
Hey, so... Sorry, Abba, are your feelings actually hurt? I'm sorry.
No, oh my
sorry,
God, Sam,
I texted Sam off camera and I was like...
Don't talk to her like that. No, I'm so game. Are you serious? This is hilarious.
No, we love it.
Belmonts are the superior cigarette, though.
I don't know. The filter, I don't like the filter. Demorier's have, like, a really nice filter.
You know what I do? Because I remember when... I think Belmonts always had... the white filter, but I got really sad because they still had like kind of an orangey blue stripe that's still like,
yeah,
because we all like the classic, like,
let's talk about this more. Yes. Let's do this more.
We need to talk about how great cigarettes are and how they're actually
cigarettes.
You know what I'm nostalgic for?
What?
Cigarettes.
What? Cigarette smokes inside Tim Hortons.
It's a coffee time.
Inside Tim Hortons.
Oh my God.
Inside Tim Hortons.
Give me cigarette smoking back in airplanes. Okay.
In airplanes?
Yes.
Oh my God.
How did people smoke cigarettes on airplanes?
I actually have no
That's
idea.
Insane.
How could you like be able to, because if you smoke one cigarette in a room, it's going to cloud it up. Well, so what if there's like four people in a plane smoking ciggies?
Yeah.
How could the pilot see?
Yeah.
Now I know why Amelia Earhart went missing.
Shut
did she go
up,
missing?
She was smoking a ciggy.
That's insane.
And I
rest smoke cigarettes so casually back then.
Okay. Okay, I hate to listen. I hate to take the driver's seat while I'm a guest on a pod.
But here
you know.
Go.
Okay, that's a lie. Lie number one.
You're relishing in this. You love this.
We have to discuss the elephant in the room, which is I am part of the Lost Files.
Oh my God.
Of nostalgia.
The Lost Files.
Oh,
the Lost.
Yeah.
The Island of Lost.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Were we not going to mention?
No,
were we
going to
pretend?
No. We very much.
No, we weren't mentioning it, but we can. Because
I don't know if I can. I've experienced a lot of heartbreak to be here.
You know what, Sam? We were very much going to mention it because it's not necessarily a lost file. It's the crustiest sounding
the crunchy file
like ever.
Yeah.
It's a crunchy file. Mm. It's the crunchiest thing I've ever listened to in my life. And really, like, I feel like with all our audio that was really crunchy, like, it was like, okay, how can we make this sound listenable? And there were, like, four episodes that we did where I was like, if I post this, people will hunt us down and try to
kill
us.
And sometimes they have tried,
making their ears
honestly.
Bleed.
And they really have. And I can't really blame them for that. And it's literally no one's fault. It's just we're recording.
It's just the audio.
When we have mics now and we're very open about our glow up in that regard.
We're open about it. We got work done, bitch.
Yep.
Do you see this BBL?
Do you hear that?
Audio BBB.
I love a commitment to quality. I love a commitment to yes. quality.
Yeah.
And in order to segue, I guess, this kind of crunchy audio thing reminds me of a little uh-oh. Album that only the Diamonds will know. Sorry if you wanted to introduce
no,
our
notes. No, no, you take the, I'm just gonna yeah, say, take the wheel.
I'm just going to say Plastic Rainbow. Just going to say those. Do you know Plastic Rainbow, ABBA, Marina's?
I don't know Plastic Rainbow. Explain
to us. We'll double back to this, but we'll double back to this. But just remember Plastic Rainbow and crunchy audio, because there is a lost Marina album that is recorded inside of a tin can on GarageBand.
That's funny.
Okay,
but that is very Marina.
But let's get into it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Very 2010.
And if you haven't guessed by now, we're talking about the iconic
Marina
and the Diamonds.
And the Diamonds.
The Diamonds. And that's actually how she always intended it on being pronounced.
Yeah. That's how you pronounce
we
it.
We did
properly.
Our research, bitches.
Well, now she's just Marina, like
yeah.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So who These were the
Beyonce
Diamonds?
And the Destiny.
Who were the people, who were the Diamonds that she like shed?
So glad you asked, Ben. Mm-hmm. What a great place to start. Ew. The okay. Diamonds are the Diamonds are the fans, and that was always kind of the intended purpose. And I am a Marina historian. That is why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she gets that asked that a lot in interviews. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys have talked about this in other episodes, but there's kind of like when you become a really big fan of a pop star or any famous person, you kind of get to know the like gamut of questions they're usually asked.
Yes.
And you're like,
yes.
Ask them something else. More creative, yes. Mr. You know,
literally.
PR man.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things like, well, who are the Diamonds? And they're meant to be the fans. And so it was kind of this very gaga idea of like, well, I'll pretend I have more fans than I really do when she was starting out. And so the naming of the fandom, which I feel like didn't really happen till after Mariah and Gaga did it, was kind of baked into her name.
Okay, interesting.
Cool. That is interesting. So you are no longer a Diamond.
Because she took it out.
The diamonds are forever.
Okay.
Woo! So, okay.
No, I love that.
So
Diamonds are forever. Hard to break, hard to crack.
But yeah. Okay, listen, I feel like I got a second chance in this episode because I feel like I love Marina so much that I really like over-controlled the last episode, if I can
that is,
say that about myself.
No.
Okay.
That is, we love it. We love a
no,
talk.
No, I do this. I get excited about things and then I just like clench onto the steering wheel. So I just want to like, what do you guys think of Marina? What are your favorite songs?
Sam, first of all,
because before I was like.
Do, first of all, put yourself into cruise control emotionally. You're here as a guest. Have fun. There's no need to speed down the
I just feel a huge amount of responsibility because I love Marina so much.
No need to white knuckle the steering wheel, honey. Listen. This is a self-driving car. We are in a self-driving
this
car.
This is Tesla.
When we are taking the road of, yes, nostalgia, that road can go any which way. And that road can go up and down. It goes sideways. It can go left to right.
It can crash into a pit.
It can go anywhere.
In the okay, in the background while Ben is telling me this emotional rant, just in it, couldn't relax, couldn't sit back,
oh gorgeous,
and let the sun light up my life.
Oh, no. Wait, what song is that?
Go on, please
is
continue, it? Ben. Happy,
happy.
Off her studio album Fruit.
Okay,
here's the thing about Fruit.
Okay,
that is not the Marina that I had.
Okay.
And this is the thing. Every pop star, you have the version that is yours. And let's
That's
start
absolutely, but that is so true. I feel like everyone, because like, you know, you like the first song you listen to of an artist, you're like, well, that's their most famous song. And then you're like, oh, it might not have been. It's just the first song I heard. Maybe that's just me as a narcissist, but maybe I'm not alone. But with Miss Marina, like Teen Idol was one of, like, that was bigger to me than like, what's it called?
Prima Donna.
Yeah, Prima Donna. Why can't I remember that? Like that, like Teen Idol was like that was a song I'd hear like at the pre. And I do love that song. I re-listened to it today. Lord, Lord should thank Marina for that.
And let's get into it.
I really think
that Marina and the Diamonds ushered in. We talked about it last time, but we'll talk about the aesthetic more in depth after. But she ushered in this very specific Tumblr girl aesthetic that the indie pop girls ate the fuck up. Okay? And I do really think that it informed the way that we dress.
Yeah.
The way that Forever 21 decided to dress their models. And it's so funny because, like, you'll have an artist like Marina and the Diamonds where it's, like, they're obviously popular online. Young girls really like her. And her aesthetic is so, like, she's so good at what she does. And it's so insidious that, like, she never gets the credit that she's due. You know what I mean? Were we putting hearts on our cheek, on our upper cheekbones before, Marina?
My neck is breaking. I'm nodding.
The whole, like, face gem thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone credits, like, that being like, oh, that's Euphoria makeup. That's Euphoria makeup. And it's like, that shit was in Tumblr, like, simmering, like, for so, so long before it exploded. And you're absolutely right. Marina mm-hmm. was so, the little star, like, having a little, and then, mm-hmm. like different people do different variations of that. Like, maybe you see a little crescent moon. Oh.
And, like. Ooh, and let's not even listen. Get started on big eyebrows.
Big.
Big eyebrows, bitch.
Wow. Mediterranean curvy ass big eyebrows.
Yes.
That was like, because early 2000s and stuff, it was never about that. It was like your eyebrows have to be so thin. No. And like around 2010 o'clock, which is what Marina o'clock, that's when we see more thick. That's when we see more thick eyebrows. The Cara Delevingne's of the world are getting their time. Mm-hmm.
They're getting their
judge, I mean white women with unibrows. Where that's kind of more common.
Listen, it's no mistake that we lost the first episode, because if there's ever an allegory for Marina's career, it's kind of like this, you know, she's had a lot of mishaps.
Yes! She has.
She's had a lot of fucking, like, she's kind of had a lot of missed fucking opportunities that's like, what the fuck? Mm. When's the come up?
Mm-hmm.
And this has kind of been, and now it's sort of plateaued where she's kind of like, entered her like wellness era that I feel like every pop star goes into now, which I would love to end back with you guys, where she's kind of like fine with where she
tell
is.
Us more about her. Well, I didn't know, but she was in a wellness era.
Oh yeah, she's moved to LA. She loves like putting together like floral arrangements.
Oh yeah, you said
she's
this.
Growing out her hair, her gray hair. She's living her full like life. So that's where she is now, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when Marina first came out, she kind of was one of these artists that had like this indie sound that kind of caught on fire, and mm-hmm. they kind of are caught, I think, by surprise by it too,
mm-hmm.
out of MySpace and everything, and during the same era as like Ellie Goulding and Charlie XCX mm-hmm. and who else was out of Sky Ferreira?
Yeah, Miss Sky, definitely. Yeah. Santa Gold to some extent. Yeah.
Oh, but, totally. Yeah. Sky Ferreira and Marina. Yeah, and pretty reckless, maybe?
Pretty reckless, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so her debut album, Family Jewels, was kind of like that sound.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's kind of been like this story of like always trying to chase that initial bombshell. Uh-huh. And it's like, you're not going to get that again because you didn't know me before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like the element of surprise. It's like, I went from nothing to something and I can't do that again.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm. And I mean, I think we've touched on it a bit too. And then her sophomore.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Sophomore was Electra Heart, which was like mm-hmm. this incredibly ambitious inventing a new character. Mm-hmm. And like, Abba, you put it so perfectly, honestly, the aesthetic of it all. Yeah. You did. It's like the Cindy Sherman inventing a new personality. It was amazing.
Yeah. And it really did influence a lot of pop culture. It influenced like alt aesthetics. Yeah. It was that era. Every time I think of Marina and the Diamonds, I feel, and it's funny because I never listened to her that much, but I did listen to her music, and it was like, it always reminds me of like that type of high heel, that, you know, that chunky boot that everyone was obsessed with in like 2010. It was like that, how do you describe it? It's like that Urban Outfitters boot.
Is it like is it like kind of chunky? Like a curved chunky?
Damn. It would always get advertised to me online. It was like, it was always like a floral print.
Was it kind of bunched at the...
Not bunched. I'm going to find a picture.
I remember Urban. Because like every... Yeah, like the fashion then, like the cool, like Tumblr fashion, like all the extras on like Skims were literally like dressed like Marina.
I'm going to find it. Like, she doesn't give me Doc Martens vibes. That is definitely...
pretty reckless.
Pretty reckless. Yeah. That's Miss Sky. But damn, if I find these, I'm gonna type Urban Outfitter boots.
Yes.
because it was always advertised to me. But while I type this up, y'all go off.
Like accessories. Well, when you're talking about the aesthetic, like I feel like something I really want to mention is like when Electra Heart came out, she had a Tumblr for Electra Heart. Mm-hmm. And this is only stuff like big fans would know. So that's why I kind of love talking about it and bringing it to light. Mm-hmm. She was literally doing whole photo shoots with her webcam in her hotel room.
Yeah.
And bitch, you know it's because she didn't have the budget for no photo shoot. Yeah. Okay. She was doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like, it was a whole move. It was like truly
incredible. And now photographers are who charge after yeah, that, they like right? truly, but like that aesthetic, like, I don't know, like like a Petra Collins-esque vibe. Like now that's coveted, whereas like she was literally doing it out of necessity of just like, I'm broke.
I you can see like early pictures of Electra Heart where it's like she had some like Easter basket from Target and like she hung it on like a doorknob in like a hotel room, and it's still kind of, it works for what she was going for. And you know, I just have a lot of respect for people that can, like, make it work and actually make something, like, really original when you know that they're not dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
I think artists who fit that mold that you're mentioning are the artists that, like, queer people are drawn to throughout all of history. Yes. Like, queer, like, music lovers are always into your, I mean, obviously, like, these artists have exploded since their genesis, but, like, your Lady Gaga's, Cyndi Lauper's, like, these, like, kooky, artsy, like, DIY people who, like, were just, like, hot gluing stuff to their bodies and, like, doing shows. Like, I feel like gay people, queer people are always like, I love that.
Well, I mean, it's really why you guys have this show and that it's such a fun idea because... Stop. When you, when you're like a really big fan of someone, and I mean like literally from the start, you have like the big picture. Mm. Like, I remember reading Marina and the Diamonds blog when it was still Family Jewels era. And she was just like divulging. She was like, I hate all my live shows. I want to like sing everything in acoustic. I'm so sick of singing these stupid songs. And she... And then, like, and now it's, like, that she's bigger, like, you wouldn't really, like, there's a PR person who would be like, Marina, you can't write this.
Yes.
So it's, like, it's interesting to have that, like, you just talked about Ben, like, from the beginning when they're hot gluing and kind of hustling, you kind of have this vulnerable, authentic window for a time. Yeah. And then when they blow up, it's just really satisfying.
Oh my God, it is. Yeah. And you actually mentioned something that makes a lot of sense to me. Okay. Also, I can't find the boots. I don't know what the fuck they're called. But
Abby, you have to draw them for us one day because like, I'm desperate to
I'm gonna draw them right now this. But literally, and I'm the worst drawer in the world.
What are we all picturing?
Because Electra is a shoe, though. I picture a chunky pump with like a heart cut out of the heel. That's me.
Okay. I'm gonna draw for you.
Like a bubblegum sheen. But
I'm gonna draw for you. But I was gonna say that like she kind of also was a part of that era where girls, like where the artist and the screen was like taken out from in front of the artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like. I think up until like 2007, it was like if you wanted to know tea about your favorite artist, you had to go to like some online blog. Like I was always like in the Shade Room and like all those other like indie rock blogs to listen about what the fuck my faves were up to. Or you had to like buy tabloids, J14 or something
like that. Even Perez Hilton, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Perez Hilton. Now, but when Marina came out, it was like, bitch was on Twitter, on Instagram, on Tumblr especially, telling us her every single thought.
Yeah.
Papa Girls weren't like that before. And I think Oh my God,
do you want to talk about an actual funny Twitter in early days of Twitter?
Yeah.
Marina's fucking Twitter was actually hilarious, especially during Electra Heart, which if you're a listener and you don't know, it was kind of this alternative bratty persona for Marina for a time.
Yeah.
So the tweets just went off. Like it was like, I guess today it wouldn't be as funny, but it was like, soup of the day is whiskey. Doctor told me I couldn't eat spicy food or drink vodka.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna die.
Yeah.
And like found out the world doesn't revolve around me. Like
I remember that one. Die. That one goes viral every few months.
Great one.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
I feel like, I still see that.
And then later on, like, oh, it was incredible. And then right after Electra Heart, she had this incredible tweet that I still think about, which was like, When I came up with the idea for Electra Heart, I called my record company and said, hello, can I be a completely different person? And they said no. And I hung up the phone and promptly screamed into the void.
Oh, God.
It's just so funny to actually think of, like, I don't know, people weren't really talking about at that time actual discussions with their record companies. And I think all of us as creatives can understand the existential dread of, like, your idea meeting reality and then just like
exactly. Oh my exactly.
God. Actually, no, all my ideas are met with
are fully actualized. That's amazing.
Met with open arms.
No, that's amazing, and I am also working on that happening for myself.
Yeah, I can give you tips. For sure.
Nope, don't need it.
It's like, okay.
Nope. But no, like, it really, because so, like, I mean, I guess, like, the bigger the artist now, the more, like, the less you'll ever really get to know them.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, I feel like Marina,
that is, she that is, like she put really that on the nostalgic rule
board. A nostalgic rule board.
Okay. Okay, idea. We love generator. That idea. We love that.
Gold plated. Okay, sorry.
We should have like a physical plaque, and we'll have Michael's children etch in the gold plated plaque.
Yes.
You completely understand.
And there's something about a plaque being etched with children's fingers that just really, you really, it's angelic. It's like backwards letters.
Something.
How do you spell R?
Then you're going to get canceled.
I get, well, you're going to get canceled off the top. Because don't we have a rule if I get canceled, I get Abano? Abano?
It's bad.
No.
Viewer, reader, listener, Abba's showing us her shoe that she thinks Electra or Heart embodies.
I can't draw. Like
if a Smurf wore a wig.
No. Wait, you're being so mean.
Abba, reveal it again.
Abba, keep it there. I'm taking a screenshot.
What are the pubes at the top?
It's not the shoe. Pubes. It's flowers. And then these are the laces right here. And then it says...
Is it a rounded toe?
No, it's not supposed to be rounded. Fuck.
Well, then why'd you draw it round, though?
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Like that. Oh, it's square.
Here's the thing.
It's a square toe, everyone.
Here's you guys know what I'm talking about.
And listeners, we will be posting the shoe pic. I think I know. Is it... Okay, I actually don't think. Is it kind of like that jelly shoe with the straps and you put
the
little socky?
No, it's not jelly.
With the furry sock?
Is it a slide in? Is it a slide?
No, it's the type of shoe that girls would wear with the wide brim, like black hats.
Wide brim black hats.
Like they were trying to be.
Oh,
like,
you mean like a girl in like fashion PR?
That mucked up the narrative for me, Sam. I have to.
Okay. I'm thinking of like an ankle boot, like a black ankle boot.
I'm now picturing a wedge.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I'm not going to lie. It's always been a wedge for me.
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
That shoe is maybe... Oh my God. There's a shoe museum in Toronto, the Bata Shoe Museum.
And I lived next to it for years. Never went in. Never went in, not even once.
So glad we're staying on top.
Okay. But, to bring it back.
Here at Nostalgic, there is no topic. There's no topic. There's just a whiff, a suggestion of a topic.
It's like we're blowing a kiss. It's a gentle kiss. Yeah. But Sam, so you were like, you've known Marina since like her early days, since the vlogs. Are you, her career arc, have you been surprised or are you like, this checks out for me? Like, this is what I expected for her.
Yeah, that's true.
Or are you?
I always expected
like,
she would like just fall off the map. Actually.
Honestly, it's always been a surprise, kind of. Like when I first listened to Marina, it was like I heard "I Am Not a Robot" and "Obsessions" from her premiere album, and I loved those songs, and they were like on playlists. But for some reason, I didn't go back and listen to the full album. And then I remember this gorgeous day while cleaning my apartment. I was like, I'm going to put on the full album. And it was like, wow, my life changed. So then she was always kind of like the indie thing. And then I literally remember feeling like an adrenaline rush when seeing the Electra Heart Tumblr page and being so excited. But then there's also that feeling of like, oh, other people are going to know this person. And that's good, but also bad. So that was how I felt about it. But it's always kind of been a shock, like... Prima Donna blew up, and like I remember people being like, it's playing all over Europe. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like a platinum track in Europe. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, this is it. And then kind of hearing that, like, afterwards, Marina was sort of like, eh, I kind of sold out and decided to like collaborate with other producers, mm-hmm. and it didn't really go my way. So now I'm going to go solo. And so it felt like she got success, mm-hmm. and then was sort of like, yeah, but am I happy? And was like, no, and has like kind of retracted and just kind of like the chips have fallen where they have fallen mm-hmm. in terms of her career mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Like, people thought Fruit was like pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm curious about Fruit now. And I haven't really given it a thorough listen. But
it's really good.
It is. I like it. It's one of my faves.
It's one of your... Okay. Now I have to. I will.
Not my fave albums, but of her, that's the one that I like the most.
Okay, word. Because what album is she referring to when she says she feels like she sold out? Or is it like...
Electra Heart.
But that's so interesting to me because that feels like it was...
That was her character.
It's not like... It's not like a... It's a great album. Like, it's good. Mm-hmm. And it still holds up. Like, Teen Idol, the lyrics are incredible.
Yeah.
Like, incredible. Yeah, yeah. I love this that song.
This is the thing about being an artist in the public image. Like, I think Marina was really actually brave to go into a studio with someone like Dr. Luke and be like...
Right. Well, brave in general.
Life of Electra Heart. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, he's used to, like, Kim Petras, like, woo! Mm-hmm. Whatever, like stupid fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it too, but it's not Marina. Like, it. Yeah, it's not like Marina. Like, okay, and my journal entry from last mm-hmm, night. Mm-hmm, like, you mm-hmm, know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I always thought it was brave, but
literally
she
was, brave.
She felt like she collaborated with new producers, and it was sort of like a mixed bag for her. Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, like when you bring up her career path, like. She, I feel like, has been happiest during her last album, mm-hmm. which is Love and Fear.
I was just looking at that.
But on gay Twitter, the ongoing joke is like, Snorefest, Love and Fear is a Snorefest.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, when artists are really happy, they make this art that's like...
Sincere, authentic.
I don't have...
Yeah.
I'm not Teen Idol. I'm not burning a Bible mm-hmm. at the age of 16. Like, it's not like mm-hmm. that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You know,
but it's like,
yeah. You know what's very interesting about...
Well, I also find it interesting that mm-hmm. her... So someone who's more successful, but also kind of is mirroring this, not to say decline.
Well, yeah, but it's a plateau, sure.
I would just say that during Electra Heart, her sound was most celebrated, specifically by mm-hmm. gays. And she, when she was in that era... She was touring as an opening act with Robin for Katy Perry on the California Dreams mm-hmm. tour, which is Katy's, I would say, similarly most
successful. Yes, yeah. Yes, great album.
And like what people like the most mm-hmm. from her. And then people feel like she's moving away from authenticity, mm-hmm. trying to like reinvent herself for the sake of reinvention. Mm-hmm. Whereas it seems like, unfortunately, Marina seems to be finding herself more authentically, and people are like, we like this less.
Yeah, well, I mean, I
exactly,
and I think it also follows this trajectory of just like becoming an adult. Like, Marina was making this music when she was like young and on Tumblr and like mm-hmm. you know, like exploring who she is, and obviously I'm sure she had some experiences that or like continued to have certain experiences with drugs and like partying and just kind of being on all the time that causes you to have to rethink, like, do I want this? Yeah. I think naturally everyone mm-hmm. goes through that as you're moving towards adulthood. It's like, oh, I have to get serious about my life. Who am I? What am I about? Yeah. And there's must be something so demoralizing about like finally finding your voice as a person, let alone an artist, and your fans being like, we hate this. Do drugs again and barf on stage. Like, it's rude, but...
Yeah.
I get it, because that was me and that was me and Miss Gaga when she came out with Joanne.
No, it does. It absolutely feeds into that whole narrative where, like, mm-hmm. oh, like, you must be suffering to be a great artist or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, do heroin, you write the best song lyrics of your life or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. as the famous phrase goes. But, like,
you're not. I mean, you're not wrong, actually. Like, I know you're joking, but like, actually, that is what people think.
Like, especially in the music industry, where like so much of it, and like pop music especially, it's associated with nightlife, with partying, mm-hmm. with going out. So you have to like upkeep that whole persona. It must be exhausting.
Yeah, it is exhausting. And I'm go ahead, Sam.
No, well, the thing I think to keep in mind with Marina that kind of gives this, I guess, a sense of irony. I know that that probably is not using the word correctly.
I don't know how to use that
Electra
word.
Electra was sort of a, her play acting as a sellout. Mm-hmm. Like, she kind of embraced a commercial style, mm-hmm. but I remember her in interviews saying, I'm only going to do it if it's like an act.
Yes, yes.
But the response from audiences was like, this is amazing. And then she kind of moved on to a more authentic version of Marina playing Marina. Mm-hmm. And then people are like, snooze. Yeah. And it's like, really? You know? So I think she's really come to a point where she, I don't know how to put it any better than just like not reading the comments.
Yeah.
And just kind of like, I remember her saying like she's given like her Instagram to her team. Like, she doesn't really look at it anymore. Mm-hmm. And it is sad. I mean, we had such a closeness with an artist like that. Mm-hmm. And she kind of only posts every so often now. But it's kind of like, I see her as like a Kate Bush character in the long term.
Yeah.
She kind of fades. Yeah. Fades away into like where she has all this invisible influence where people are like, everything's kind of looking and sounding a lot like Marina. Mm-hmm. And then she'll just pop out of like what people assume is retirement with like an album.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. I love Kate Bush. Yeah. That's a great, that's a really interesting comparison.
It is.
There's an essay there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She got a lot of early comparison with Kate Bush. And actually it's funny because I think early on Marina was like, everyone says I'm like somebody else. Why can't I be just me? But she did get a lot of early comparison with Kate Bush. I think just because of like the, I don't know what the vocal, I don't know what the term, like trills.
Yeah, she goes very like.
I love that.
And even like, I mean, I mentioned Lorde before, but like when I was listening to Teen Idol today, there was stuff she was doing vocally where I was like, I feel like now we kind of like, I don't know, it's easy to like make fun of Lorde and be like, oh, she does like freaky stuff and she's freaky with her voice. But I'm like, this was like, I'm like, this sounded like similar. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not saying.
Before the girls were singing in cursive, Marina was.
Listen.
Stop.
Marina was. Stop.
Let's get into the girls. You know that meme that's like, me pose. Ask yourself, sing, yum, yum, yum. Literally, that's how girls sing now. Everyone sings like that.
It's like to
like, I'm tired of me pose. Is it every day me pose?
Oh my God. Fuck. Singing in cursive.
Yeah, I mean, like, Lorde, like, Melanie Martinez, like, girl.
Mm.
You copied.
Yeah.
You copied the homework.
Yeah.
Boo. Exactly.
And Lorde, yeah, they have a lot to thank with Marina, I think. And it's funny, because now she's such an adult, and, like, this new age is sort of inspired by her. It's interesting. It's fun.
Yeah, and I want to, can we talk a bit more about, like, her, like, this character that she put on? Like, you said that she started wearing a wig. Why? I can't remember why she started wearing a wig. What's the story with her hair? I don't know why. I found it so interesting.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. He's preparing himself.
Abba, it's time for us to revisit my favorite Marina story of all time.
Yes.
And truly, I am upset that we can't get the first reaction of everyone on this pod. If for some reason
we'll perform it.
Is usable, put it in
Okay.
I implore you.
Okay.
But so it was a big part of the, I'm just going to dive in here. Mm-hmm. It was a big part of the Electra character for her to have blonde hair. It was sort of this bimbo callback, retro callback. So what it must be stated, like when Electra Heart happened, it was very deliberate. There was after the album cycle concluded, Marina is an era queen. She literally killed off Electra. She did like a bunch of hyphens on Twitter to signify a like literally dead, like beep. And then her, I'm serious, she's such a drama queen.
Oh my God.
Then her header went white.
Yeah.
And she just remade it general. Mm-hmm. Like, she killed her off. I think it was like a year later, this little article popped up in the Diamond Circle.
Yeah.
I think on a Reddit page or something. And this, I don't know, this music journalist, I think, interviewed her about the Electra hair, or that came up. And Marina told the reporter this story about when she was going into publicity for Electra Heart and inventing this new character. She went into this salon in LA to have her beautiful, gorgeous Mediterranean Greek hair turned platinum blonde. And She said that the stylist completely fucked it up. That's all she said. And the hair broke at the root.
At the root!
Bitch. I think it was an inch. She said an inch from the root, I believe.
Oh my fucking God.
So for a moment, I just want you guys to put yourself in the shoes of an international pop sensation about to debut an extremely important, risky, and frankly kind of weird body of work as a completely new person, and your hair has just fallen out. So Marina does what anybody would do, and she puts on a wig, and she begins the album touring with a wig on. Mm-hmm. She had a wig on for the entire album cycle of Electra.
I did not even know that.
And nobody knew because in order to keep up the illusion, she would regularly paint in her roots brunette and make them bigger and bigger as time went on so that it looked like her actual hair was growing. I am not
Agatha Christie wishes she could write a mystery this thrilling.
Right?
Like that.
Miss Agatha who?
That is...
It still remains to be the most incredible pop culture fact on the planet. And the fact that Electra Heart is kind of about performing like fakery and that this actually happened to her. It's just so meta. And
it is so meta. It is very meta.
And she even went as far. I remember her saying she went on a roller coaster with the wig on. And obviously I, at the time when I read this, I was like, girl, why didn't you take the wig
off?
Thank you. Now I know why. Yeah. She tied a sweater around her head on the roller coaster, and the bitch went on a roller coaster with her wig on.
With the sweater tied around her head?
Yes. If you can't give it the fuck up.
Right?
When I say your fave would never. When I say your fave would never.
We're clapping. We're clapping.
I have never.
Incredible.
I would just never think. I don't even think about roller coasters when I have a wig on. I can't physically see, imagine. I don't know what roller coaster means with wig on. I'm shocked that I'm saying roller coaster at this moment.
That is
true. My wig is telling me, bitch, what is that?
Roller coaster, because Abba has a wig on right now, so they don't know what that word means. I must ask.
Okay, how dare you call her out like that? I think it's her gorgeous, real, biological
it's
hair.
It's real from somebody else's head. It's someone
real.
Else's head, not mine.
It's real, but from another... Another no. soul who...
No, it's it. Even tucked. It's even pulled back right now because I was getting hot. Put it forward.
First they came for ABBA's duration of sexual intercourse, and I said nothing. And then they came...
I would never come for ABBA's wig.
And then they came for ABBA's hairline.
And then they came for ABBA, and there was no one left to speak up.
Oh my God.
You guys.
ABBA just made her entire forehead disappear under her wig, which rendered my galvanizing her to her head.
Oh my God.
Saying it was her biological hair just mean nothing. Oh,
my biological hair is doing great. It is nicely braided underneath this wig. Yeah. It is collarbone length, honey, after 2 years of growing it out. And she's staying underneath there. My hair is way too thin to be out in the real world.
It honestly doesn't look like a wig, and I do mean that.
Thank you. It's because I get that lace front, HD transparent lace front.
ABBA looks 100% perfect and beautiful all the time. And if any listeners are at home thinking, was ABBA's wig off? I want to know that you are so dumb. You are just so stupid. You are just so stupid for thinking such a thing. But,
oh, God.
But wearing a wig...
If there's anything we learned on this episode, it's we keep our wigs on.
Yes.
But when did Marina come forth with this whole wig tale? Was it like during or was it like years and years after?
No, Ben, this is the thing. It was like 1 to 2 years after the whole Electra cycle. So it was like truly like discovering Atlantis after like the people have fled. It was like buried treasure at that point.
Oh my God. I just like picture like someone with a ruler on her team just like coloring the roots and how fascinating.
This is the thing I know with Marina is that until recently, nobody on her team fucking respected her or gave her the resources or permission that she needed to succeed. Mm-hmm. So I know for a fact that bitch was painting her own damn. She was painting her own damn wig. But you know what? I will say, on a high note, mm-hmm. when Love and Fear came out, she did this incredible live Q&A on YouTube, which I did watch. Mm-hmm. And her manager, her new manager, was the moderator. Mm-hmm. And her new manager thinks she's like the most talented person on the planet Earth.
Good. Oh, I love that. That's what everyone
Which
needs.
Which is so nice.
Yeah. That's what everyone needs. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah.
That's someone insane. Who
believes it's
like,
so nice.
Do you think that was maybe the issue before? Like, her team just, like, wasn't... They didn't get what she was trying to do, or they just were working against her, maybe? Or, like... Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think when she came out with her first album, it was like, you have no fucking idea what you're doing. Mm. You're just taking your MySpace songs and putting them on a CD, and you're like, I hope this works. Mm. And then Elektra was like this huge risk and nobody understood it. And I remember she said like people in the studio were like, what do you mean when you say welcome to the life of Elektra Hart? Like, what does that mean? Who's Elektra? And she was like, she had to be like, you don't get it yet, but like, mm-hmm. you don't get it, mm-hmm. but just leave it in the song. Mm-hmm.
Also
you don't get
like,
it. So it's like,
who
that.
Cares? What, I know. Why are people hung up about that? It's like, it's music. Yeah. It's fun. Get over it.
Yeah, it's all so weird. I guess it's what's even weirder about being an artist and like putting out music that you believe in is like, of course she had to do all these things by herself, like doing her wig and like it feels like her entire career has been very DIY. But it's like, if you're working with a record label, they're going to try their hardest to make you look like their other artists so that they know what lane to put you in, yeah. and they know that you're. Oh my god.
mm-hmm. Oh my god, what?
Your computer was about to start doing that thing.
No.
I don't know how the hell.
Is it?
Or was that just you breathing?
I don't know.
Okay, you're not doing it, but I mean,
you could tell that we're all clearly traumatized from it because we
from our shitty audio.
Literally, my stomach dropped. I hope it was just me breathing.
I think it was just you breathing because I don't think these microphones would pick that up.
I know. If that happened, I would spiral.
I mean, then we would just know for sure that you're indeed a robot and it's
what would
not,
you do
not
if, like, one day, like, I left my camera on and you saw me, like, applying, like, makeup over, like, my metal skin. I was like...
and, like, your skin was coming off. I'd be like, I'd expose you.
Yes!
Are you fucking stupid? I'd expose you.
Leak it to the...
Yeah, you're going to fucking jail. No, I'm kidding.
You guys kill me. Like, Ben just, like... proposing this absolutely preposterous, what if I was a robot and then ABBA coming back with I'd expose you.
Like ABBA thought about this. I was like, if that son of a bitch turns out to be a robot.
Just the weirdest amount of heightening. And then Ben's response to that is like, yay!
I never realized how strange it is to drop into a conversation that we're having. And I don't think we really talk about weird things. It's just, there's a lot of non sequiturs, a lot of things that are pulled out of the air. It's like, it's very stupid. But yeah, I was just saying that like, these record labels are going to try their best every time to make you sound like other artists that they already have on the label. Because most of the time, they already have artists that they really want to push and really want to plug and who are going to make most of their money. And I heard this story about this independent artist, I can't remember her name, but she was independent for so long and her aesthetic was like really like it was cool. It wasn't original or anything, but they were essentially taking this indie girl's aesthetic after she got signed to the label and using it on their like bigger pop star. And so this girl was like, who was it? It was like an R&B girl.
Oh.
But she was like,
oh my God. Was it Rihanna, Fifi Dobson? Like,
oh,
what's tea with Rihanna and Fifi? What?
Wait, you guys don't know about this debacle?
No.
Oh my God.
Okay, this is another podcast, but like there's a lot of evidence and a huge conspiracy that like later in her career, Rihanna totally copied like Fifi Dobson's like re-up whole like look and sound. Whoa. And that's why we haven't heard from Fifi and like Rihanna Starr's.
Is your source for this story Fifi Dobson?
yeah. Because she is accessible.
And I am related
she really
to
is.
Fifi Dobson.
Fifi's apparently off like, being like, and I think she it was did like, this too. She stole my hair.
I think it was like when Rude Boy came up, like that was going to be Fifi's kind of thing or something.
Rude Boy? Fifi's not Jamaican.
That's the conspiracy theory.
Or Caribbean. I don't think Fifi Dobson would ever do Rude Boy.
Yeah, they seem so different.
Or maybe it was S&M.
It might have
been. But honestly, in terms of Yeah, in terms of pop star stories, I think the Marina wig is number one.
That's the same.
Phoebe and Rihanna is number two. And then I just thought of a third one. Oh, Avril and the doppelganger.
Oh, Avril and the doppelganger. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. But
that's,
I love that.
That's
I love
not a
that
conspiracy theory.
That's my favorite conspiracy.
Fact.
And it's fact.
And honestly,
that's the truth. Look at the moles. Look at the moles, they move.
As if moles can't go away and appear. Look at the moles.
No, Abba, they can't. You're born with them. Wait. That's why they're called birthmarks.
No, do you remember SZA?
You're born in your mouth.
Do you remember SZA's?
Are you a robot? Humans, guess humans know that moles can
come. I'm not no, a no. robot. A robot. She was always so dramatic. Like, she was
baby,
so
you want to talk about music videos for $25 budget? Stream that, baby.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen.
Making it work
I must
on
say,
a budget.
Speaking about music videos, How to Be a Heartbreaker, part of my sexual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Because when
awakening,
well, I mean not awakened. I mean I had woken up. I was an early riser.
You had a boner.
I
mean,
I had an erection.
I was an early riser.
But like, because in music videos all the time, and I think we might have talked about this in the Forgotten in the Lost Ep, but like so many like the objects of sexual desire in music videos would always be like women, and in this like.
Yeah.
YouTube video with like millions of views, it was like men in like their speedos like shaking their booties,
and it
was
loved
like
it.
And that was Marina's idea, and she has such a good sense of humor. She was like, I want a bunch of Danish underwear models. And the director was like, okay.
I stand,
you know. And there was the I will say there was the like headdress in that video, which
she wore a headdress.
I do not recall
when she wore a headdress. Oh, Marina.
Yeah, there's a model wearing like a
headdress.
No. Yeah, we don't like, that. Don't like that, but just want to mention that.
No, we like to be objective about our faves here. So
yeah, part of a big part of nostalgic is looking back and being like, oh, interesting.
But I remember that GIF being really popular. The one of the Danish underwear models just like parading, like in the music video. Like,
yeah, they're like
yeah.
It's kind of like the water cascading over their heads.
Yeah, that was really popular. And it also, like, and then Grimes did something similar around the same time with, what was it? The Oblivion music video?
Or Genesis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was Oblivion.
I think it was Oblivion.
Yeah.
And I do kind of have tea on that video.
Okay, give me the tea.
Stop it. Do it. Boom, give us the tea.
Am I going to get in trouble?
No, you're not.
I've just heard that the director and Grimes apparently, I think this is public, they are not in agreement with who came up with that idea for the music video.
Yikes.
Okay. Yeah. Very, I love your phrasing. You've been media trained. You've been media trained with that wording.
Allegedly.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I not to name drop, but I have worked with Grimes before, so one has to be careful.
I love that. Well,
hello, Grimes.
Well, guess what? I've been to Bay Station where Kill Me Maine was filmed.
Sorry.
And I produced that music video.
Stop
honey.
It. Did I not know this about you?
Well, my company did. I wasn't the producer, but me and my partner at the time were business partners. Now I take over the production company, but our company.
That is incredible, Sam. Oh my God. Do you get residuals from that video? Watch it if you're listening. I mean, don't answer that.
Yeah, Kill Me Maine. We also did Venus Fly, which in LA.
Oh my God, I love that song.
Why are you looking at me now?
Why are you
looking at me again? What about
Yeah, I art directed that music video.
I love that music video so much.
I love
it.
It's so fun and
the
slow-mo. Free. Oh my God.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a great
one. That's a great Grimes and Janelle collab. I mean, Pink.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it, though? I mean,
when I saw them together, I was like, I was gooped. I was like,
yeah, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I will say, as a music video producer, it is really fun to look at someone like Marina's work. And I just know, like, that's why I said, like, you want to talk about a $25 budget? Mm-hmm, like, I am not a robot. Like, I know when I can see a friend studio, a Canon DSLR. Mm-hmm.
a fan. And it's like, I'm not shading.
Yes.
We've been there.
Yes.
We've got to make it happen. Yes. And I respect the hustle. Yeah. I hate that word. I hate hustle culture.
Respect the hustle, yeah. I absolutely agree with you. And I think that after that music video came out, you saw a lot of like other music videos that were similar to it. But on top of that, like people, like girls were just kind of doing their selfies in that same way.
Yeah.
Like girls were editing their selfies to look like that Marina video.
You said this in the last episode, Lost in Atlantis underwater episode. you were like, you said something so funny. You were like, Electra really was this Verizon ad.
Yes.
Or is it Verizon or Virgin?
It was Virgin. So the aesthetic for Electra was literally just Virgin Mobile.
Yeah, prima donna was Virgin Mobile. It was like the light is affixed to the camera.
Yes, yes, yes.
Heavily vignetted around.
Yes. That's.
I've written a music video treatment.
That's it.
I can give it to you.
That's it. That's it. And I really, but that's the thing. That aesthetic, I think, will always look good. It looks cool. Yeah. It's like, this is the scene. This is what's happening.
That video, I still see clips of, and I'm like, gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's great. And that location.
Yeah.
It's all about a location.
What's your favorite Marina music video, would you say?
Yeah, because she has some good ones.
Oh, gosh. Can you guys answer first? Like, I have to think.
It'll always...
It might be prima donna.
I think How to Be a Heartbreaker, I guess, for me.
I agree. I agree. How to Be a Heartbreaker.
A boner to that. Mm-hmm. But, oh my...
I would have to put it down at that.
No. There's not a music video for Teen Idol, is there? Yeah.
No, there isn't.
I really listened to that song a lot today. I got to say, I listened to it on loop for a while as I Swiffered. I was like,
oh. It's a great song. My favorite music video.
Don't worry. She will not get mad at you.
You know what? You know what? Prima Donna is up there, and it's up there because it's like closer to current day Marina. But I still think, as a music video producer and as a fan together, Hollywood is just a really well made music video. Mm-hmm. It's really well cast. I feel like she got the budget she needed.
Mm-hmm.
It conceptually makes sense. I think Marina looks happy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's well styled, and the color palette's there. It all kind of came together for that one.
Good, nice. Isn't it nice? That's what I think is weird though. It's like Marina was so DIY for so long, and then like when she was gaining fame, like you said, she kind of like fell off, but like she wasn't as out. She wasn't posting as much anymore. And it's like, what if artists could just like get the funding that they needed right out the gate?
Wow.
And we're not talking millions of dollars, but like a few, like, you know, a few thousand to produce a nice music video would be useful. Because I feel like she's such a good artist. And even though she was singing about like, not problematic, but like singing about fucked up shit in the beginning of her career, I feel like if she had like been able to hold on to her vision more, she'd probably be like more inclined to still be as out as a person as she is now. That's why when you told me that she's like, she's kind of doing like this wellness thing, I'm like, is she doing it because of how she was pushed out of the scene? Or is she doing it because that's just natural?
So.
Yeah, right? Because she was pushed out of the scene. Like, I don't know.
And I don't, and I mean that kind of tongue in cheek wellness, like, because it is very LA, but I really do think she's on like a journey to trying to find like happiness for herself. Just because like that's what I see her talking about a lot. And yeah, she was actually after Electra Heart, it really was I think a tough moment for her to kind of get back on the horse. And I remember her posting about philosophy and like the meaning of life and happiness videos even after that.
Yes.
And then came the moment now where she's like, it's very rare that she posts. And when she is, it's like, I'm finding gratitude from how beautiful this flower is, which is just so different than the usual promo that we're used to with like posting up looks or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't undo what's been done. Maybe she does feel like an outsider, but I also feel like that's where Marina thrives.
Yeah.
So,
because,
you know. I'm
because that like whole taking a picture of a flower and posting it feels like very like, I don't know, maybe it's not a direct response to like what social media is now, But, like, mm-hmm. maybe that is, like, you're saying, her way or her version of, like, still remaining an outsider in mm-hmm. a world where, like, you can still be, like, a quote-unquote outsider and be, like, very much an insider. You know what I mean? Like,
I think yeah. I think you're right, Ben.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think she's still trying to find a way to, like we all are, kind of pipe back in, be mm-hmm. like, I'm here, yeah. and, like, I'm allowing you access to myself, mm-hmm. but it's kind of under a whole new set of rules. Mm-hmm. Like, now when she posts, it's like, update, my gray hair is this long.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's like, yeah. against beauty standards and, like, I don't know. For me, like, posting about a flower, like, is kind of boring, yeah. mm-hmm. but that's me.
Yeah.
But for Marina, she, honestly, like, she talks about flowers a fucking lot.
Aww, she really she loves seems them.
To get something out of nature, and that inspires
I
her.
I love them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, go for it.
Aww.
I didn't know that about her, that she talks about flowers a lot. But I love that.
She honestly does. Mm. I can say that. And even during Fruit, like, her tour was called the Neon Nature Tour, and she's always like, I feel really inspired by nature. Mm-hmm. And during that time, it was like trying to siphon it into an aesthetic, which I didn't mind it. But now it's a lot more like, I went for a hike and these flowers are beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's like not trying to turn every aspect of your life into content or like a new vision. But yeah. Speaking of another really couple funny Marina controversies, this is a complete left turn from like wellness and peace. But did we talk about the Charli XCX like perfume ad controversy?
No, let's talk about that. No, let's talk about that.
On the last episode. Mm. So this is probably a snapshot into like what Marina, like the world she was in. But during Fruit, it was kind of this like fruit multicolored on a black backdrop aesthetic, I guess. And Charli XCX came out with this like fragrance ad that I guess she was like sponsoring or something, and it also had like a grape motif, and like Marina went off about like artist integrity and like intellectual property, and like unfollowed Charli, and I don't know if she followed her back ever since.
What is Marina's sign?
Oh,
she's a Libra.
God, of course she's a Libra. Well, Jesus Christ.
So she's all about balance, justice.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that.
And Charli was like, I didn't mean it, like literally commented. I remember reading, like, I didn't mean it like that, Marina. Like, I didn't steal it, like blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I now know that all the like there's actually troll Marina tumblers that are very funny if you're a big Marina fan.
Yeah.
And I remember them talking about that one a lot, of like making like red text over top of a picture of Marina of just like everything she said. That was like insane.
Oh my god. I love that. It's like you can tell she's the kind of person who's very specific, and like she you can tell she gets in her feelings very easily.
Oh,
and I don't think
sure.
that's a bad thing.
And Better Than That on the Fruit album is also about Ellie Goulding. If you guys want,
okay.
What is the tea with Ellie Goulding?
These disclaimers, like, I don't know if you guys want this great tea, but
yeah.
I have. This
Perhaps
great
it wouldn't
tea.
Be useful. Maybe I don't know.
I've heard she's just another. What is the lyric? You should look up the lyrics. They're pretty damning. Just another in a. Then she. Oh, she did. Anyway, it's basically saying that Ellie Goulding had to sleep with a lot of record people. And Marina's like, you can do better than that. And that's the whole song. Wow. And then it's like, after the chorus, it's like, I'm not passing judgment on her sexual life. I'm passing judgment on the way she always stuck a knife in my back ever since we were starting up. Suspicious from the start, I always had my doubts about
Oh my God.
And Ellie and Marina grew up one village away from each other in Wales.
Village?
So, okay.
Oh my God.
They were coming up together.
Oh my gosh. So it's a fuck. Yo, she's shady. Libras are shady as fuck. They're shady people.
She's fucking. She has her shady moments, which is why I'm kind of happy she's like in her wellness era. Because I'm like, there are some times when we have to kind of cool down hot cuppa.
Libras scare me, if I'm honest.
What?
Libras scare me.
Libras, they're very regal. they care about justice. Yes. They have a very strong sense of like wrong and right, but they're also like very like indecisive people. Yeah. Like
so
yeah, they're very, very indecisive.
It's actually hilarious because there's like the indecisiveness, and I like am thinking of a specific Libra in my head who has been on this podcast, and someone.
Oh my god! I can't wait to hear who it is after.
I think I know
the like decision making, like how inhibited it gets, is so funny because it like goes down this path of like all these like what ifs, and it's like you're creating all these like possible hangups of something preventing you from making a decision that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like you've created all these roadblocks on a map that you like aren't. Yeah. You're not even in that place.
Yeah.
That is what. Yeah. And also, I don't know. Like, you know how like I think like the whole like what's it called? Their emblem. What the scales. Mm-hmm. The scales. Mm-hmm. That like I don't like it when it's too on the nose. You know what I mean? Like it's like your sign is scales. Like that's too like representative of like who you are. Like,
right?
Give us something.
Well, Virgo's literally the Virgin.
Lions. It's so like brutish. Like I'm like, ugh.
It is pretty brutish, but it like makes sense. Like lions are very like also like presentational. They're like, here I am.
Yeah.
Like there's very something like there's a pride.
Yeah. It's truly the I was gonna say it's a literal representation of pride and also laziness.
Yeah, because jungle cats just hang out all day.
That's true. They do.
And Leos are lazy.
They like to chill, but when it's time to work, they're like. Like
Abba just did like a cat.
Abba, it was like a Fosse move. Like it was tableau. It was high art. Yeah. It was performance art. It was structure.
Oh my god, he did that!
Yeah, everyone at home Google the Fosse move. Crunchy granola soup.
Oh my god!
It was like that. I only know that move because when I took dance classes, there was a poster of Fosse moves, and my favorite. Move from the poster was crunchy granola.
Oh, so that's granola. Real? I truly thought you were joking.
It's a real ass move. Fosse is crazy.
Oh, we could hear the cat.
Oh my god, Sam is currently. I hope we can pick up that purring on the mic because that's gorgeous.
Okay, ready?
Oh, you definitely could.
Oh,
she's like, I'm
so
done.
Cute.
Oh, hi, cutie.
Okay, sorry. Can you hear it? Should I put her down?
No, that's fine. No,
have fun with her. We're actually about. We're close to wrapping up. My roommate needs to use the office.
Abba, you've been screaming in there all day.
9 p.m.
Oh, she does. She's honestly, I don't want to name her on the podcast because I don't think she wants me to, but she literally works all day. Like, she never takes a break from writing or anything. So I'll let her have the office.
I love.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This episode has been such... Like...
Literally, I'm so sad that we lost... We didn't lose it, but the audio just didn't sound good. I mean, it was a great episode, but I think this one was also pretty good. It was very thorough. And also, there's just something so... When we talk about, like, nostalgia, a lot of the guests that we have on, it's like, we're talking about songs from the 80s, early 90s. Like, it's like baby emotions. Mm. But, like, fuck. With Marina, there's something that, like, zaps me back into, like, grade 11. And, like, all of a sudden, I'm in my friend's basement drinking, like, peach schnapps or something. You know what
I
mean?
Oh my god, totally.
Yeah, no, yeah. if we're gonna say one thing, it's like Marina sings about feelings that really like are sudden tidal waves that you didn't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she can encapsulate a lot of big feelings in like small phrases. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's good songwriting.
Yeah.
She's an excellent songwriter.
She's very witty. She's a very witty writer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That great. Too.
Yeah.
I love when you oh my god, that's a beautiful way to put concise songwriting. I love that. No, I couldn't agree more. And, oh my God, Sam.
Where can people find you?
In the world.
Where can we find you?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Sam is Laughing. Mm-hmm. I think I do have a TikTok. I'm not posting right now, but like maybe I will.
Yeah. Do it.
I think my TikTok is at Sam is Laughing 3, although jury's out on that
one. Okay.
Got
it. And actually, I have a new website that I made during quarantine, which is samislaughing.com.
We stan! And we can see all your work there.
I think so. I have my stand-up sets up there. And then, I don't know, if you want to see, like, the my big boy job, producing music videos and other commercials, it's route11.com, route11.com.
Love it.
Amazing.
Love it. That's amazing.
Thank you so much, guys. I love talking about Marina this much. I'll probably never be able to do it again, and that's what makes this so special.
Oh, that's so sweet. We were honestly so excited for this episode. It was like, I was like, I hope we can encapsulate the excitement and like the chaos of the last one, and you brought it from the jump. We really did. It was really fun. It was really fun.
Bag of chips, darling.
That and a bag of chips, bitch.
And those chips.
And a pack of Belmonts.
Yes.
Yes, a pack of Belmonts.
De Maurier for me, honey.
What are the other brand, Emma? The trash brand you like to smoke? De Maurier.
If we could leave the listeners with any message, please just treat yourself, buy yourself a pack of Belmonts.
Smoke a cigarette.
Come on, you've earned it.
We are called nostalgia.
Hook up with someone during the pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah, now. Why not? Especially now.
Make sure he's French.
Make sure he's French. And apparently, if they're French, they don't get COVID. So there you go.
They don't get French people don't get COVID.
And one last word from my cat. Thank you, Sabrina.
Aww, oh my God. Cutie.
We love that cat.
We love that cat. We love you. And hopefully.
Abba broke down. It's okay. Abba, I got this. I'll pick it up. Hopefully we will see you soon, young man.
That's what I was gonna say, but I was like, will we? Winter's coming.
What did you say? We truly, it's okay. Abba, I got this. I'll pick it right back up. Hopefully we will see you at the club.
At the club, girl.
That's what Abba was going to say.
Yeah, we'll see you at the club.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Love you, Sam.
We love you, Sam.
Thank you for doing this. Bye.
Okay, so you've been listening to Abba.
And you've been listening to Ben. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.